Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
It's time for Pitch Hit and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Give the kids in your community a chance to flex their superpowers, and they could earn a trip to the national finals of the 2025 World Series presented by Capital One. So go ahead, be the one who powers their dreams, and sign up to host the local Pitch Hit and Run event. It's a free and fun way to promote baseball, softball, and your organization. To learn more, go to pitchhitrun.com.
When this happened, you talked about it on The Fan.
It'll be a 1-1 to Judge. The pitch swung on and hit. Deep center field. Trout on the run. Aaron Judge, number 50.
When New York sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
Boricua, morena, dominicana, colombiana. Uptown, baby, uptown, baby. We gets down, baby, up for the crown, baby. Yeah, inside the 10 o'clock hour now, as we proceed to give you what you need on The Fan in New York, 101.9 FM. Your nighttime host, Keith McPherson, in here watching baseball, talking baseball, bringing in guests, and now bringing you back in, taking your calls at 888-808-1019. I just was telling somebody on the WFAN Instagram, as they asked me, hey, Keith, are you respecting the Mets tonight? I said, of course. They're the best story and best team in baseball over these last couple weeks and months. Unless we're talking about the Detroit Tigers. And I don't work for whatever the Fan in Detroit is. I'm in New York. So, of course, we're talking about the Mets, the Make It Happen Mets. These are my Mets. I dubbed them the Make It Happen Mets. I look at them like, big brother and little brother type of thing, right? Big bro can make fun of little bro, can bully little bro. But when you go outside, you don't let somebody else bully your little brother. You don't let somebody else talk down on your little brother. You build him up. You got his back. That's the Yankee fan to the Met fan right now. But I get it also. There are some Yankee fans that are like, oh, whatever. When are they getting their World Series rings? Oh, these Mets fans are getting super annoying, bro. They haven't won anything. Here we go. They're acting like they won the whole thing. Nah, that's not the type of time I'm on. I'm a baseball fan. You just heard me talking to Scott Braun, or maybe you're just tuning in now. Hello. You can rewind in the free Odyssey app. But Scott Braun is someone that was very young breaking into the game, being on MLB Network, hosting shows, calling games. He's not a former Major League Baseball player. And I don't know, I got a ton of respect for guys like that. And he's from my area, but like, I'm like that too. You know, I broke into MLB Network, being on MLB Network. I didn't play baseball. I didn't go pro. I didn't play past being 12, 13. I got on as a fan. And being on The Fan as a fan of the sport and watching the sport and telling you guys, yo, over the last 3 years, I've watched more Mets games than I have in 30 years of life. These are literally my Mets. I know more about this Mets team, this group over the last 3 years than any other group over the years. So it's not about trolling. It's not about making fun. It's about living in the moment and me driving this bus, that is WFAN, from 7 to 12, as Mets fans are listening, trying to soak it in, back-to-back nights. I did the same thing last night. I'll do the same thing tonight. But don't get it twisted, Yankee fans. We'll have our time. But the Yankees have a bye. I was rooting for the Mets yesterday. I literally showed up here and watched Evan and Tiki and Morash and Lugie and all the sales team, and Paulie pulled up. Paulie pulled up doubting the Mets, but he still showed up. We had a great time, and all that's on video. And, like, I'm glad that I showed up. I said I didn't show up with one Yankee logo on me. It's not about me. It's not about the Yankees. The Yankees are off this week. But I literally wanted the Mets to win so that they would have games this week while I was on air 7 to 12. I'll be on tomorrow 7 to 12 too. So the Mets win with Sean Manaea on the mound. We will do the same thing again. Back to the phones we go. Thanks for holding. Lawrence is in Oklahoma City. Lawrence, you got it.
Man, I'm always happy to hold for you. Appreciate your time.
No problem.
Man, what do you say about these Mets, bro? They just keep getting it done. They keep showing up. Whenever you want to count them out, they keep showing up. And you have to think the sports gods are in play this year, because there's something going on with the Mets. And as you said, it's a step-by-step thing, and every step you celebrate, because we're building towards trying to win it all. And no matter what, a banner's going up next year, baby. And let's go, Mets. Something's going up in the rafters, and I want it to be big. I'll take it. Let's go.
I like it, Lawrence. I like the confidence. Something's going up there, maybe another NL pennant. You know, I was talking to a buddy of mine, and I've said this stuff on air too, and I believe this. And, you know, freezing cold takes can take a random take from May that had nothing to do with anything, but they'll miss all the other things that I said. I literally said that David Stearns coming in, teaming up with Steve Cohen, you have the richest owner in the sport, one of the most respected young minds in the sport, a leader in Lindor, young talent. I'm like, this is the start of the Mets shedding their skin of the LOL Mets. This is the start of building this team that's supposed to match what the area is going to be in 10, 15 years, where there's a casino and a hotel and it's this tourist attraction. This is the start of being perennial contenders, where you win games and the brand changes, the image changes, and then your owner can go out and spend the money to bring, let's say, a Juan Soto, which I don't think is going to happen, but whoever the next Juan Soto type is, to Queens. 888-808-1019. Like, there's so many years past where the Mets were a joke or a laughingstock, where everybody could poke fun. And when you did talk about guys signing with the Mets, it was like, I'm not signing with them. I just really see a future where there's not so much a B team in New York, as far as, oh, well, if you're going to New York, you got to be on the Yankees. And, you know, if you play for the Yankees, you go to the Mets second. No, there's a future where you have the richest owner in the sport. You have one of the best minds running the operation. You have Francisco Lindor leading the way, young talent coming up, and they establish a culture of winning and going to the postseason. Like, this matters so much for Mark Vientos. This matters so much for Francisco Alvarez. This experience that these guys are getting, playing in a doubleheader to play yourself into the postseason, playing in the wild card round, like, this is something that these guys are going to have and remember as they go throughout their careers. Even a guy like Acuna being around for this, like, this is how it starts. This is how you build for the future. And if you're a Mets fan, you've got to be excited about that. I was listening to Frank the Tank's rant, which wasn't even a rant, but, like, listening to him talk about the Mets, how, and him saying how this has, like, instilled his faith in this organization moving forward, like, throw out all the bad. That's exactly what this is. And whether you're a Mets fan or not, you got to appreciate that. Let people enjoy things. Let people actually enjoy the success of the team that they grew up rooting for, that they bled with, that they literally love. Up in the Bronx, Pamela, you're on the Fan. What's up?
Hey, what's up, Keith? How are you?
I'm good. Having a good time.
That's good. I want to talk about the Mets. I know they won their first game. I think they're in the wild card right now. So I want to know, when it comes to the Mets, do you think they could go to the World Series or something like that? But you think so?
Any team, especially a team like this, who's had a winning record over X amount of weeks and months, any team that gets hot like this, that has a manager like they have, that has a lineup like they have, I see the course. I see how it lines up. For sure. I'm not going to say that they can't get it done, because we've seen teams get hot as the wild card in recent history and go on to the World Series. You know, sometimes it's better to creep in. Sometimes it's better to not be the juggernaut, because what we've also seen in recent time is that 101-win team Orioles get swept, 100-win team Dodgers team, 100-win team Giants team collapse, fold, not get it done. Sometimes it's better to get hot at the right time, be healthy at the right time, get a little luck, and play your best baseball for a month, and look where you end up. The Mets haven't been able to do it other ways, right? They weren't able to do it with the 2022 100-win team. They weren't able to get that done with the team that was like on paper, high payroll, all of these wins. That team folded. This team had some moments throughout the season that they were tested, but they never actually folded. They always bounced back, and that's what you need in the postseason. That's what you're going to need when you do lose a game in the series. Like, if they do lose tomorrow with Sean Manaea on the mound, are they going to say, oh, that's it, pack it up, guys? No, they're going to bounce back in game three. But I think there's a good shot that they know, like you know and I know, that Sean Manaea is their best starting pitcher, and with him on the mound, bring your bats, and we can close this thing down and head on our way. Ryan is in Tarrytown. Ryan, you're on the Fan.
Hey, Keith, I want to give some mad props to the character of Severino. I mean, his first, like, six pitches were taken, like, she was getting shelled. He's picking up the ball. I don't think I would have been able to do that. And then he's got bases loaded with Hoskins on, and I thought it was the grand slam would have ended the series, I think. And then he hits him, and it's like, that's not the greatest thing. Still gets out of the inning after just giving up two runs. And then he goes deep. I think it's miraculous. I think it's fantastic.
Yeah, so I used to call him Sevy Houdini, because he would get into trouble and work himself out, and he would get runners on, work himself out. He'd still be in the game. And I was saying that in the newsroom, Sevy Houdini. I'm like, it's not looking good, but then he has this magical escape artist act where it's like, you're worried and you think this is it, and not too much damage is done. He gets out of it again, so... All in all, with the eight hits and the four runs, it is what it is, because the Mets brought their bats and the Mets backed him up. And this is a team game where they're like, yo, don't worry about it. Even Edwin Diaz yesterday, yo, don't worry about it. You gave it up? Okay, we're going to go get it back for you. Be ready to pitch the ninth inning.
Yeah, thanks for taking my call. I know if it was me on the mound, I'd literally be crying, be taken out. Thanks. Thanks.
If it was me on the mound in Little League, we're talking about the show. We're talking about postseason baseball, Ryan. We're not talking about ourselves, not pro athletes in Little League. Like, when you get to this level, like, I know I was saying yesterday when Edwin Diaz came out of the game and he was talking to Francisco Alvarez in the dugout, I was like, oh, he better not cry in the dugout. There's no crying in baseball. You did that already this season. Enough. The season's on the line. Get ready to go. There's too much money. There's too many millions of fans. There's too many people whose lives are affected by this. It's crazy to say, right? Because it's sports, it's entertainment. We understand there are bigger things going on in the world. As you know, in the background here, Paul has, what is this, the vice president debate? I'm not the guy to ask on that. I candidly don't care at all. I'm just a sports guy. I think you guys know that by now. When I tell you I don't watch movies, I definitely don't watch presidential debates, but I do understand. I mean, 2020 made me understand. Imagine me before you guys ever heard me on the Fan in 2020. I had some hard times. I had some serious thoughts. I could not believe that they stopped the NBA when the pandemic hit. I'm like, what do you mean? They had players about to go on the floor and they called the game. Wait, what do you mean they're not going to start the baseball season? Like, I had some nights where I just was like, I don't do anything else. I don't watch anything else. I don't know anything else. What are we about to do? I went back to watching old games. That got tired in a week.
Yeah, that wasn't a great time.
Like for sports fans, yeah. That was literally like a bad dream.
Yeah, thankfully they don't seem to be. I have it on mute on here, obviously. They don't seem to be talking a lot about it. They should be talking. Well, they shouldn't be talking about it. Michael King tonight, 12 strikeouts.
Yeah, they just
seven
showed
innings.
Him. Speaking of,
I mean, hello.
They just showed him in the 2020 season with the cardboard cutouts wearing 73 pitching for the New York Yankees. I'm in the Bleacher Creatures chat right now. Shout out to my boy Danny. And he's like, King is dealing. I'm like, yeah, we miss him. He's nice. But we got Juan Soto.
Let's be fair.
Much rather have Juan Soto than Michael King.
Maybe that's a trade that's fair. Obviously, both sides. Because then that's Higgy on the team. That's Wandy on the team. Michael King is a top of the rotation guy for them.
Not to correct you, but they signed Wandy. Wandy wasn't in that trade. It was Johnny Brito, Vasquez, Thorpe, Higgy, King, and I think I might be missing one or other player. But either way, like, you got to give to get. Remember, Cashman didn't want to do that with King. Like, there was a whole holdup. He wasn't budging on Michael King. Nah, that deal's done.
Right, he didn't want to move Volpe for Luis Castillo either.
Well, let's go Volpe. That's another. When I think Dominic in East Rochester asked me what Yankee needs to really bring his bat and have a big postseason, I said Jazz, because I think Jazz has that flair for the dramatic, can hit home runs. But man, if Volpe can have some doubles in the gap, maybe a home run each series, I don't know. It doesn't even have to be that kid. Drive in runs anyway, a single, get on base, steal some bases. Like, if Volpe can have one solid month of looking like he looked the first month of the season, it'll erase all the other things, all those negative stats, the stats that have him as, like, one of the worst Yankees batters in recent history. Like, if Volpe can put on for October and be a problem for opposing pitchers in the bottom of the Yankees lineup, let's go. Tis the postseason. It's the most wonderful time. Mets fans, stay on hold. Todd, Ken, Thomas, I'm coming to you, and now I see Yankee fans.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Robbie, some other people coming in. We'll take plenty of calls. I don't have any more guests. No other like segments until we get to 11. Casamigos' big shot of the night. Then open mic. We can talk about everything. KM to AM returns right after this.
Start some trouble and call the fan. 888-808-1019. Powered by Paramount Plus. Stream the NFL on CBS live on Paramount Plus.
Another 5 hour KM to AM. I was looking forward to this week because I knew the Yankees would be off. I knew I could start shows at 7. I could bring in some guests. I could take calls. And I genuinely was rooting for the Mets, so much so I got on the train, came in for lunch yesterday to watch Evan Roberts, Positive Tommy, all of the Mets fans that work in sales at WFAN. They all were going through it the same way. Doubting the team, saying this is what the Mets do. You see, this is why this and this and this. But I knew that. Oh, wait. Hold on. A six-run eighth inning? Oh, I knew they were going to mess. No, wait. Lindor, we love him. Like it, I got to sit by and watch all of the emotion. And I'm glad that I showed up because that is an all-time game. That is a game that you will see on Mets Classics. And you'll remember where you were when you watched it. And not being a Mets fan, I was glad that I came to work when I, you know, wasn't on the clock. But I was able to take that moment in with my coworkers that are diehard Mets fans. And Paulie is one person who I know is a diehard Mets fan. And, you know, even the psychosis and the mind of a Mets fan, I don't necessarily understand. But he does. And he came in. You didn't come in at the start of the game because you were working till midnight. But you kind of came in and almost like you were forced. Like, I'm here, almost like against my will, hoping for the best.
Yeah, and then you just watch the ups and downs of that game. You're down 3-0, and it's totally different if Schwellenbach, whatever the guy's name is, just shuts you down, and Snitaker leaves them in the game, right? And they lose 3-0. It's 3-0 to 6-3 to 7-6 to 8-7. It's crazy.
Incredible.
And you're right. From a sports perspective, that's one of the craziest, coolest games of any sport
ever.
You can possibly think of. That's not counting a playoff game, obviously. Not counting a game 7 in the NHL, NBA, whatever. A regular season game, the excitement of that game. I told people, I'm thrilled they won, obviously. But it's almost like if I would have watched that if I wasn't a fan of either team, just a sports fan like you.
Right.
And just take in the emotions of everybody and take in everything that you can possibly see of what, Mets fans go through and what we're automatically trained to think from years of scarring and of mental anguish that this franchise has put us through. And then you have a game like that. It's crazy. And you have Lindor, who now doesn't have to do probably anything else the rest of his Mets career. He's there. He's up there now. He's up there with David Wright.
No, seriously.
He's up there already for his performance. And again, and don't tell me that he's got to win something because David Wright never won anything. So
no,
neither did Mike Piazza.
Not even taking a dig at you. This isn't a franchise where you rank your players off of what have they won.
Right. No.
Yankee fans can do that to Aaron Judge because there's a pantheon of champions. Mets fans are looking at Francisco Lindor like, what a year this guy had. And in our darkest hour, he turned it into our finest hour.
He's already up there. And this guy, he plays every day. You know his back is killing him. He said it yesterday in the postgame to Gelbs on SNY. You know it's probably more worse than it's being let on.
Yeah.
The guy plays every day. His wife has a kid, and he's at the ballpark 3 hours after she gives birth. Three hours later. The guy is a baseball junkie, and he's worth every single penny, and he is already on the level of David Wright and Jose Reyes and Mike Piazza and Carlos Beltran. That quality of player, Francisco Lindor, is already there.
Yeah. Let's go back to the phones. Todd is in Tom's River. It's your turn, Todd. You
bro,
got it.
Bro, I love you. Tom's River here. So I wanted to talk about Mendy and his connection with the Latin players.
Oh, yeah.
It's crazy. We got Marte. We got Lindor. We got Alvarez. We got Vientos. We got Iglesias. Oh, my God.
Severino.
We got Luisa.
Yep. We keep going.
Sevy's on my list. We got Luis Angel. We got Diaz. We got Rosebud, Budo, Quintana, and Sevy. I miss some. I'm not going to lie. But I think his connection with the Latin players. Listen, I loved our former manager.
Buck Showalter, yes.
Yeah, Buck. I love Buck. But Buck won us a bunch of games.
He's a good baseball man. He's a good baseball guy, but he's a little bit older. Listen, I know people aren't going to remember me saying this either, because I definitely trolled the signing of Carlos Mendoza as, like, Yankees bench coach. We're taking our leftovers. The Yankees should have taken a harder look at Carlos Mendoza as a manager. But I said what I remembered last year, you know, him being from Venezuela, him connecting with the Venezuelan players, Miguel Cabrera being on his way out. Look at the Tigers now. Miguel Cabrera on his way out. Mendy went out of his way to connect Gleyber Torres, Oswaldo Cabrera, and Oswald Peraza with Cabrera and, like, make sure that they spent time together and talked. And, you know, some of the Yankee players, I had Oswaldo Cabrera on The Fan, and he talked about, oh, a ton of respect for that guy. Can't say enough good things about that guy, the type of man he is, the type of manager he is, coach he is, how he held them accountable, how he worked with them, how he trusted them. Maybe Gleyber Torres would be a little bit more tightened up if he had Mendy. And the biggest thing about Mendy, maybe some people don't remember this either, I was calling him Steady Mendy so early in the year. This is chaos around this guy. This is his first time doing the job. He's a rookie manager in New York. Didn't flinch. Was the same. Was consistent. Steady Mendy. A steady hand over the team no matter what. Win or loss. And I talked about it last night on my show, man. I knew that they were for real. I knew that this was a change in the Mets when Jorge Lopez threw his glove and people ran with the quote where he said, I think I'm the worst effing teammate. And people thought he said, I think I'm on the worst effing team. Regardless of what, you know, you thought he said or what he actually said, you can't blow the game and throw your glove up into the stands. And Carlos Mendoza came out after the game and said, we have standards. And myself as a Yankee fan, I'm like, oh, the Mets have standards now? Well, let's see how you go about your business moving forward here if you have standards. And they obviously DFA'd him, and they had the team meeting, and they tightened up, and they immediately started to win. They immediately changed the culture and the environment, and they started living up to those standards. So ton of respect to Carlos Mendoza. For what my money's worth, he's the manager of the year, not Pat Murphy and the Brewers. Ken is in Saddlebrook. Ken, you're on The Fan. Kenny!
Great win tonight, but what people, I think they're not realizing, the first win yesterday set up tonight's win because they were able to use Severino and not have to use him yesterday in the second game.
Oh, yeah, that was a big key. Yeah, go on.
Huge key. Great win. The team, I don't know, they just have a lot of heart, I think.
They have a ton of heart.
Maybe they may not have the best players in the world. They have some good great, ones. They got some good ones, but they play together. They play as a team. They play for each other, and I think that's going to bring them far this year.
Yeah, thank you for the call, Ken. They didn't lay down. They were down 3-0, and there were a lot of Mets fans in this building online saying, nah, this is it. Even Evan Roberts, I was laughing because Evan Roberts was booking flights for Matt Olson and Marcell Ozuna to San Diego so that they don't even play in the second game. Evan is on air talking about, if I'm the Braves, I'm sending our best players to San Diego right now. I'm like, Evan, it's sixth inning. What are we talking about? And next thing you know, they pour it on in the eighth. They attack the bullpen. They lay it on. The lineup is relentless. And the decision to go from Maton, and I know Maton didn't want to be out of the game, but I was fine with the decision to go from Maton to Edwin Diaz. It all worked out. It all worked out. Props to Mendy. Props to the heart of this team, the fight in this team. That is the reason why they've survived all of these ups and downs, these crazy things that happened in a year. Like, I don't know, this Mets yearbook or this Mets 2024 DVD is going to be insane. Because the way that it started and all the twists and turns for them to end up right now a game away from advancing to the NLDS to face the Phillies, like, it is a movie script. The MLB script writers, they're going crazy right now with the Make It Happen Mets. Let's go to Lisa in Irvington on The Fan in New York. Hello, Lisa.
Oh, hi, Keith. How are you? You know, I'm a big Mets fan, so I had to call. And the last time I did see you was at the Fanatic Fest. I hope they do that again next year. That was a lot of fun.
Oh, yeah, they are going to do it next year. And it was good seeing you in person again. I saw you at the Dick's Sporting Goods thing, and that was just – my time hop said that was a year ago. So I saw you at the Dick's Sporting Goods event with Phil Simms and Nick Mangold about a year ago. And thank you for coming out to Fanatics Fest as well.
Yeah, that was great. Like I said, I'm just so glad for the Mets. You know that when Diaz came in, I couldn't even watch it. I went outside, didn't have my phone. So I didn't know the score until I came back in. And I was off from work yesterday. So I came back in and I rewinded it. And that's when I watched it. I didn't know. I was like, because when I came in, though, I did see them talking to Lindor. That's, you know, the way he was talking. I said, oh, they won. So then I rewind it and I watched the final inning, you know, like that. So sometimes I can't even watch the Mets because
that was the heart palpitations, heart attack, shortness of breath game. We had Mets fans going in and out of the room. Some people were stress eating. Some people were disappearing, coming back to cheer, leaving when it got tense. Evan Roberts is on stage sweating. He took his pants off. Filming him. He couldn't stop. The way he was like tapping his shoes, like right now I got on a pair of Jordan 4s. There's no way I would tap my shoes the way Evan was like. His shoes were like folded under his heel and he would not stop tapping, just being nervous. He could not get his feet to stop moving. I'm like, this is hilarious to even see this.
I listened to some of them yesterday, but I was just like so glad, like, you know, they won. So hopefully they'll make it through. But like I was 21 years old when the Mets won the World Series in 86. So I saw it. So I'm just hoping we see it again. Who knows? In my office, I work in the city. I work in New York. And my office is right on Broadway. I'm right on, like, the parade comes right down my street, right down Broadway, and I can see it from the window. So hopefully we'll get a Mets. I know you want a Yankees parade, but maybe we'll get a, Mets and Yankee World Series. We'll see what happens.
That'd be great. Thanks for the call, Lisa. A Yankee parade would be great, but also a Mets parade, any parade. The New York Liberty are up 2-0 in their series. A Liberty parade would be great. 888-808-1019. I mean, we're in a parade drought. We haven't had that. I've seen all of these different cities party it up. I've seen all these different cities from Vegas to Kansas. Like, I've seen all these different cities get their time to, you know, live stream a parade with all their fans filling the streets. We need it. We need it. And yes, I would rather it be a Yankee parade. But if the Mets win the World Series this year, I'll see you at that parade as well. I'm in there. If the Liberty win, great. If the Rangers would have won, would have been there. Knicks would have been there. I don't think either one of these football teams has a shot. I don't think football, we're going to get a Super Bowl in a while. So come on, Yankees. Come on, Mets. In North Bergen, Thomas, you're on the Fan. What you got?
Yo, Keith. It's a pleasure to hear your voice, but what I want to say is that we had this conversation early in the year where Carlos Mendy, the mixture of the new and the old Mets, guess what, Keith? We're here. Everybody doubted us, but we're here. That's all I really want to say. I'm not going to give you a shout out. I'm not gonna get crazy, but I heard your story about the car. Come see me. I got you.
Yo, hit me on some real stuff. Like, hit me on Twitter or Instagram or whatever you do.
I don't have any of those.
I'll put you on hold with my producer because I am about to get a new car. I talked to my wife about it. I'm like, I'm good on this.
I heard that story and I'm like, you know what? It'll be my pleasure. We're talking about the Mets, though. We're talking about the Mets. And I'm glad.
Yo, hold on. I know Thomas, Lewis, Jason, and Rich are on hold. They could hear that. Thomas from North Bergen, I was going to put you on hold because I know you're going to plug the Lexus dealership you work for like you do almost every time you call. but you just dropped the S-bomb so casually in there.
It wasn't malicious. Tom, give me a call back. We'll see what happens. It wasn't malicious. Listen,
he said he was. He said he was making in his pants watching the Mets game.
He used a more aggressive word for poop.
He was doing what my son does four times a day. Yo, he just slipped that in there. You guys are funny, man. You guys listen to the radio all day. You guys call the radio multiple times. We can't curse on here, especially on KM to AM. This is a children's program. All right, I need to break and reset. Still taking your calls at 888-808-1019. We've got Mets fans on the line. We've got Yankee fans on the line as well. Devontae Adams' conversation is going to come back. At 11 o'clock, I'll do my Casamigos big shot of the night. It will be a player from the New York Mets. Stay tuned for that. And then traditionally, when I do these five-hour shows, it's open mic time. Any sports topics, if you want to talk about the Liberty, if you want to talk about the Jets going to London, if you want to talk about Carl Anthony Towns and how he'll fit with the Knicks, we can do that to close the show. This is Keith McPherson on The Fan. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Chargers and the New York Giants have exchanged their draft picks.
When this happened, you talked about it on The Fan.
Eli Manning and Philip Rivers.
When New York sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the Free Odyssey app.
Hello. All right, let's do it, man. Your boy KM, nighttime, on The Fan. Taking calls, watching baseball. The baseball's done. The Padres win game one 4-0. Higgy pop? Yeah, Kyle Higashioka, the home run stroker. Just hit that last home run, and they're waving their towels, and it looks like a sold-out crowd in Petco. And good for the Padres, man. I think they got a shot to make a run at it this year. You know, they're another team that has a high payroll, high expectations, and has underperformed. Maybe this could be the year for them. 888-808-1019. Let me take my calls before I run out of time. Tommy's in Oceanside. What's up, Tommy?
Hey, what's up, Keith? Yankee fan here. Real quick before I get to my point, you going to the game Saturday?
Of course I'm going to the game Saturday. I'm going to every single one of these home playoff games.
All right, cool. I'll see you at Billy's.
Yes, sir.
To my point, though, I saw that you were talking about Lindor being up there with Judge and Brunson for King of New York. And I don't know. To me, it took 3 years for Lindor to get to live up to his contract. I'm not downplaying the year he had. He really was one of the best players in the National League, maybe even the league. But Judge, as we know, is on a different tier than everybody in the league. Maybe he's up there with Otani, but he's different. And Brunson, it's kind of difficult to compare NBA and MLB, but we know how good Brunson is. I just don't think you can put Lindor in that category with them two after having the first 2 years of the Mets he had. And like I said, I don't want to downplay the year he had, but I just don't see him being up there with those two guys.
Understood. And you led off by saying you're a Yankee fan. You'll be at the game Saturday. You'll be at Billy's. So you and I, we got a lot in common, and I understand where you're coming from. But I can take off my Yankee cap and look at this Met season and look at the Met fan base and look at all the different things that this guy did in this year. And that home run, that first swing that he took and what that did, I was surrounded by Mets fans. I saw their reactions in real time. I saw the reaction online. If he wasn't already there, that put him up on a throne in the Mets kingdom as a king of New York. Now, there are multiple kingdoms in this city. Yankee fans are not going to respect Lindor as a king of New York. Definitely not over Aaron Judge. But, I mean, there are fans that boo Aaron Judge. I've been in there. But he had a golden sombrero against maybe the Tigers or Tampa, someone earlier in the year. They booed him. And we'll see what he does in October, but like, I put out a scenario where what if the Yankees don't get past the DS and the Mets go to the DS and beyond and Lindor propels them, there will be more conversation about what Judge hasn't done in the postseason And then there will be more conversation about, no, Lindor's got the city on lock right now. He's got everybody's attention. He's the man. He put the city on his back. I think as Yankee fans, we underestimate how many Mets fans there are out there, and we underestimate, like, what it means for them. We go to the postseason every year. What have the Mets been to the postseason, like, right, seven times? Like, so for Lindor to propel them like that, for them to feel like they blew the game, and Lindor to literally hit them into the postseason with one swing of the bat like that, that's king stuff.
Right. As they would say, the kids my age say, they say it's aura, what he did, and it really was. It was a pretty cool moment watching it. And it already is a discussion with Judge in the postseason. He really hasn't done anything, and it's kind of, you know, frustrating because of how good he is. And I really hope this year's the year. I want to see it happen. I saw it in 2009. I was only 9 years old, so I didn't really care as much as I do now.
Yeah.
But I'm also rooting for the Mets-Yankees World Series, and I hope it happens. It would be good for baseball. The last few years, the ratings have been down, and it'd be good for New York. Thank you for taking my call.
Thanks for the call, Tommy. Yeah, the Yankees got swept by the Mets this year, so I can't say I'm actually dreaming of a World Series against the Mets, but if it happens, so be it. I would be rooting for the Yankees to win it, and then those four losses in the regular season, they don't matter at all, but they would really not matter at all. 888-808-1019. Like, I don't know, if you guys ever watch Game of Thrones, or you ever watch Lord of the Rings, or you watch any of these shows where there are kings and kingdoms and palaces, and like, there's not just one king. There are different kingdoms. There's a kingdom in Queens. There's a kingdom in the Bronx. There's a kingdom in the middle of Manhattan, Madison Square Garden. Jalen Brunson is the second round king of MSG. He has changed the whole aura, look, and feel of the Knicks. Aaron Judge, in this era of Aaron Judge being the captain of the Yankees, him going to the postseason with the Yankees, he is a king of New York. When you hear his song Pop Smoke comes on and the lyrics, I'm the king of New York, mellow, like he is a king in this city. And Lindor has been put on a throne as well by Mets fans because of his evolution, his maturity, what it took for him to become this, from there being a squirrel or a raccoon in the dugout in the clubhouse, to him doing the thumbs down, to him having slow starts, to him actually going baseball god mode at times this year, putting the team on his back. That guy is a king in Flushing. That guy's a king in New York. There are places in New York where he'll never spend a dollar. There are Mets fans that own restaurants and businesses where Lindor walks in with his wife and his daughters, they don't pay. That's king stuff. And you can debate it or not. You can compare it or whatever. But, like, from my eyes, what I've seen around here, like, no one will say Mark Messier isn't a king. He's a king in the Rangers kingdom. No one will say Derek Jeter isn't a king. Obviously, he's a king in the Yankees kingdom. Yeah, you want to put a ring on your finger and say you're a champion, but that's hard to come by. I would love to see one of these three kings between Judge, Lindor, and Brunson bring a championship and a parade back. And don't let me leave out Soto. Earlier I said Soto's watching the throne. If Soto has a ridiculous run through October that propels the Yankees to a World Series championship, that guy is immortalized instantly. He can go sign with the Mets. I wouldn't care. He is immortalized in New York. 888-808-1019. So yeah, it's Judge, king of the Yankees and the Yankees fans, the Bronx kingdom, Lindor, king of Queens, king in Flushing of the Mets kingdom, and Jalen Brunson, the captain, took less money to be a king in MSG with all of the Knicks fans in this city where there was no other team for 90 years or whatever it was, the one team that unites this whole city. Like I said, you can't tell me, bro. What I saw at Fanatics Fest, and anybody that was at Fanatics Fest that saw the pandemonium for Jalen Brunson, he got the biggest, like, it's just ridiculous. The way people were running after him, the way that people were bugging out just seeing him, Tom Brady didn't get that, Derek Jeter didn't get that. Nobody got the reception that Brunson got, and that's a king. That's how you greet a king. 888-808-1019. We're going to take a break here. My last hour is coming up. If you're on hold, stay on hold. I will get to you. It's wide open. We're going to do open mic after my Casamigos big shot of the night. We'll take this break. Peter will get you updated, and we'll be back for the last hour of KM to AM on the Fan. BRB.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.